Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. A couple hundred years ago, when Charlton Heston came down off Mount Ararat with the Ten Commandments inscribed on two stone tablets, he told the crowd of extras waiting for him at the foot of Rodeo Drive. I'm paraphrasing from memory here, so a few details may not be quite right. He said, "Actually, I have 11 commandments, but the laser printer malfunctioned and we couldn't get the last one on the tablets. But here it is, number 11. Do not badmouth Israel." Today, just about the only commandments Americans take seriously are number 9, the one about murder, and number 11. Nobody breaks a sweat about swearing or adultery or working on the Sabbath, but if you say anything snide about Netanyahu, you better be ready for a public stoning. Just ask Ilhan Omar, the newly elected congresswoman from Minneapolis. She had the temerity to observe in public that the Israel lobby gets whatever it wants from the Congress because it showers money on Congress critters. She has further had the gall to suggest that it is not proper for the American government to require loyalty to Israel as a condition of serving on a congressional committee or holding a public job. For these remarks, she has been branded as anti-Semite and widely and hysterically condemned, mostly by her fellow Democrats. Or you could ask Bahia Amawi, a longtime speech pathologist working for the school system in Austin, Texas. At the end of last year, she was told that renewal of her employment contract depended on her signing an oath that she would not participate in any boycott of Israel. She refused to sign. She lost her job. Texas is one of 25 states that have, by legislation or executive order, tried to prohibit their citizens from boycotting Israel. This is what Congresswoman Omar meant by requiring allegiance to another state, and what she meant when she said, "It's the Benjamins, baby," meaning blizzards of $100 bills that account for this widespread nonsense. Federal courts in 3 states have struck down the pro-Israel restraints because they violate the U.S. Constitution's guarantees of free speech. Ms. Amawi got her job back eventually, and yes, she is an American citizen. Or ask Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, who dared to observe the other day that her ancestors, the Palestinians, suffered greatly because of the creation of the modern state of Israel after World War II. She's no great communicator, and her syntax was a bit murky as she tried to explain her mixed feelings about the mutual suffering of Jews and Palestinians, now locked in one of the oldest and deadliest rivalries in history. Her colleagues went nuts, Republican Liz Cheney accusing her of vile anti-Semitism, of holding sickening and evil beliefs. Now consider these undeniable, self-evident truths. One of the largest, richest, and most successful lobbying organizations in Washington, D.C. is AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. To say that it is rich, powerful, and successful should not be controversial. The Constitution forbids the government to restrain the free speech of free Americans, period. And it is long and well established that a boycott is a form of political speech. And now consider the hysteria of people who react to the mildest criticism of Israel's government or lobbyists, emphatically not of the Jewish people, by equating the critics to the people who operated the ovens at Auschwitz. Consider the priorities of a United States Senate, whose very first order of business, when it convened this year, was to pass legislation enabling the states to prohibit participation in boycotts against Israel. legislation that was AIPAC's number one priority. Sounds like collusion by political candidates with a foreign power. Robert Mueller, please call your office. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.